Welcome to the second day of the Art of Being You challenge. Today we are working with the rewiring phase. But before we begin, let me explain you how did I get here? Why am I so obsessed and so passionate about this work? You see, there was a point in my life where I awakened to the awareness. That's why that is the first stage. Because let me be clear, if we're not aware, if you don't awaken, if you don't arrive here, there's no work to do. The only work we can do is from this very present moment. And the day I woke up to that realization, the day I arrived in my body, the day I remembered, hey, I was always here, and I actually began to experience myself, I actually began to experience my life from a conscious place, then I realized for the first time, man, how many limitations and fears and doubts and blockages you are carrying within yourself. And the more I dive deep into this work, the more I realize that most of these patterns, that most of these loop thoughts, that most of these limitations and cages that I was living in my own mind were not even created by me. They were handed me down and passed me on by my parents, from childhood, from school, from society. I grew up in Sicily, and it's a very traditional, very close culture with a lot of, in a sense, limitations and a lot of structures and traditional ways of thinking and mindset. And I grew up in that context. And so there was a moment where I realized, oh man, the best work I can do now is to liberate myself from all of this programming, from all this conditioning, from all of these limitations. And how did I do that? I didn't know where to start. And so that's the moment I realized that if I wanted to change the way I saw life, I wanted to change my internal state and my external state, I had only me. I had the keys to reprogram my own software. There was a day where I remember when I really realized that myself, my mind, my system is just like a software, just like a computer software. And throughout my life, I've been handed down all these codes and people have been programming my own software. And so at a certain point, I had this software that I called Pepe that I believed was me. And the day where I began to experience it, when I entered the awareness state and I went back to the origin in the sense of just pure experience without my identity, without my personality. And for the first time, I could see beyond me, I could see beyond the program. And for a moment, I was just beyond the software. And I could see all the codes I had been imprinted on myself. And I was like, no way, I'm not gonna let anyone else program my software. And that moment, I made a radical choice. I am going to reprogram myself. And I begin this process of reprogramming myself. So what did I do? For the first thing I did was to establish a practice. So I started sitting down every day for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, several times a day, and just sit down and just notice my thoughts, notice my limitations, notice my fears. And I would just sit. And every time a thought would come out, I would just observe it and be like, oh, I never saw you that way. I never saw you that you were there. And then the next thought will come, that's why I act that way, because I think this thought, because this is in my subconscious mind. So what I did, I allowed myself to enter my subconscious mind by surrendering and just listening, just allowing my thoughts to come. Because if we want to change our lives, we need to change the way we think. Our thoughts really, truly shape our life for a matter of reason. Number one, because our thoughts generate our feelings, generate our attitudes, the way we approach life. If you think a certain way about something, you are going to generate a feeling about that thing. So the way you think changes the way you feel, and the way you feel changes the way you act, the way you move in this life. So if you want to change your life, you really have to change the way you think. And there is a perfect example that can explain how powerful this is. You know, for most of my life in the especially when I was a teenager, a couple of years ago as well, there was this thing that would happen to me. And every morning I would wake up and I would really feel like crap. I would feel like shit. I would wake up and the first thought would be such a negative thought. I would be like, oh no, another day. Oh, I have to do this and I have to eat this and work out and I have to work and I have to study and I have to whatever. Every day I would not notice how I would wake up, and the first thought I would think would be such a negative, such a limiting thought. And I, for a matter of time, I thought that that was my natural state of waking up. I thought, okay, maybe that's how I wake up. And I kept asking around, like, do you also wake up like that? Do you also feel like shit when you wake up? And I started really questioning, why is that happening? And I changed my routines and I started sleeping longer. And no matter how much sleep I got, no matter how much rest I was receiving, no matter if I had the best night and went through the perfect routine and I woke up and all of that, I would still feel like shit. And then I started thinking, okay, what is the reason? And when I finally realized that I was in control of those first thoughts and I begin to observe these thoughts, what happened is a morning I woke up and for the first time, I was not unconsciously driven by the thought, but I was the observant. And I woke up and I remember that moment very vividly. I was laying on bed before actually standing up. I'm awake, I'm looking at the ceiling, and for the first time, I am noticing the thought, but I am not the thought. For the first time, I feel, I see, I observe, I listen, I hear this thought as if it's an external voice. For the first time, I am not attached to the thought. I am not the thought, I'm not living it. And so I observe it. And I realize I can change that thought. I can think a new one. And so I'm laying on that bed, and instead of thinking, oh, new day, what a shit, I have to do this and that, I change my thought, and I'm like, okay, a new day. And I'm free. And I can do pretty much what I want. And yes, I have to work, but I get to experience that. I get to work out. I get to eat food. I get to be a human one more day. And as simple as this might sound, me becoming aware of the power of me changing my internal dialogue, of me changing my thoughts, changed my life. And since that moment, even if I wake up with that feeling of like, of that contraction, it's so easy to expand back because I can choose to rewire my system to think a certain way, because awareness will show you the loop. Awareness will show you the loop that is happening. Awareness will show you the pattern. Awareness is all about catching the pattern, observing it. But repetition, it's what will rewire it. It's you repeating the new thoughts over and over again. If you want to change the way you see life, change the way you think about life. That's really what rewiring means, because we need to understand how our mind works. Inside of our mind, there is all of these patterns and all of these pathways, these neurons, connections, and all of this is creating a map of thoughts within ourselves. And 95% of the time, we are just repeating this unconscious loop, this unconscious emotional loop that comes up every day. 90% of the time, 90% of the day, we are living the same thoughts over and over again. There's people who live their whole lives thinking the same thoughts every single day. And the point is, we are not aware of it because it's so deeply unconscious, it's so deeply automatic that we lose the awareness of it, and then it becomes natural. You wake up, you drink a coffee, you do that, you go to work, you talk to that person, you think that person is an asshole, you think that person is funny, you do all of these thoughts, you go back to break, you do that, you drive, you go home, maybe you meet your children, maybe you meet your parents, maybe you go to school, maybe whatever it is that you do, we repeat this loop and we think the same thoughts over and over again. Because the voice in yourself, the voice in your head is not your truth. It's how you rehearse your reality. It's your rehearsal. Every thought you feed becomes your future. If you think of yourself as not being able to speak properly or not being able to wake up early in the morning, that will become your reality. Whatever real thought you believe for yourself becomes your future. And if you're skeptical about this, think about life. Where did life come from? Where did this hat come from? Someone had a thought of a hat and followed that thought and created this hat. Where did this necklace, this microphone, these pants, where did this studio come from? Someone had a thought like, I want to create a studio. And had this thought, this vision, and created the studio. So reality comes from our thoughts. It's just inevitably explainable, like it explains itself. Obviously, life comes from our thoughts. That is our creative power. That's what it means to come back to your creative power, to remember that you have the power through your thoughts and your actions to create something, to create life. Your creative essence is that power that you have to rewire yourself so that you can create a different reality. So ask yourself, what thought has been living rent-free in your head? Maybe thoughts that you wouldn't consciously pick and think, yet you're always going through the same loops, through the same thoughts, and become very aware of these thoughts. And think about it. What would happen if you spoke to yourself like someone you really love, like a loving, nurturing mother? What would change if you stopped talking to yourself like this, this negative or very severe coach, and you actually started to talk to yourself like a loving, nurturing mother? And to be gentle with yourself in the process. What would actually change today? And know that you have the power to rewire your system. You have the power to reprogram your code. And that's the essence of rewiring. This is a deep work from becoming aware of the pattern to shifting the narrative, from seeing the pattern from another perspective. And we'll see all these tools inside the course. I will share with you how to rewire. There's a specific process that you can use, and there's specific techniques that you can use to catch the patterns and then shift the frame and then rewire your internal system. And once you do that, you can go to the next phase, which is all about integrating that, which is coming to alignment, that we will see tomorrow in the next module. So as a practice for you for today, your practice is as awareness. It's basically an extension of yesterday's practice. So not only this time, be aware and experience. That is the essence, like throughout the whole challenge, throughout the whole course, throughout the whole life, awareness is the ground-based experience. There's nowhere to go if not from awareness. There's no place to arrive if you don't start from awareness. So even rewiring keeps integrated the awareness phase. So the task for you today is to be aware, always, to notice, to listen, to catch the pattern, but not only stop yourself at catching the pattern and writing down the pattern, but this time, once you write thought for thought, your pattern, your thought, your limiting beliefs, just write it down and then shift the frame, shift the perspective, change it, reframe it. If you're thinking a thought, it's like, it's a bit like, I'm just remembering this exercise in school, you know, when they give you like the active and the passive sentence to write an active sentence when we, for example, we learned English, and to write in the passive form, it's pretty much the same thing. You shift it, you reframe it, you bring it from passive, from unconscious to conscious. You just shift the frame. You choose a different word. You choose a different way of seeing that same thought. And you begin to rewire your system. And you begin to shift your patterns. And the more awareness you bring to this, the more conscious effort you bring into shifting your thoughts, the more your life will change, the more you'll go back to your actual natural state, which is that creative, that owned, embodied state of choosing consciously. Because the thoughts you think become your reality. That's simply the way it is. If your reality you're living right now is not satisfying you, if you don't like the life you're living, it's probably because you are thinking thoughts that don't align with the reality you actually want to live. So if there's a vision, if there's a certain specific reality that you want to live in, start thinking thoughts that align with that reality. Start thinking thoughts that reflect that reality. Start thinking thoughts that the version of yourself that is living in that reality would actually think. And I promise it would not think the same way. It would be a different way of thinking. So for today, be very aware of the way you think, of the way you feel, of the way the loops and the patterns happened. Write them down and reframe the picture, reframe the frame. And I'll see you tomorrow with day 3, with alignment, to discover how it feels really in the body to feel aligned with yourself. So thank you for joining me in this day 2, and I'll see you tomorrow.